Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I missed the days when I just did fluff pieces. I got to tell you, it was easier. This weekend was a little bit rough because there has been some very, very interesting headlines. So, Gordon Chang has suggested, review his... He is author of The Coming Collapse of China. He has hypothesized and suggested that China is working to collect a database of DNA that could possibly be used to help them target certain ethnic groups when it comes to bioweapons. Same weekend, we also were told by a, reported on NBC News and Biospace, John Ratcliffe, a director of national intelligence, U.S. official, said that China is planning to enhance their soldiers, biologically enhance them, kind of like Captain America, to make super soldiers. Now, when you hear these headlines, you're like, okay, you know what? China's not trying to rule the world, and, this is like a movie. But, you know, for those of us that kind of understand what sort of technology needs to be there for them to do this, I don't know how far off these people could be in terms of them starting to kind of raise the alarm. And how any country could do this would be using CRISPR technology. So we've talked about the CRISPR technology, right? Let me quickly review. CRISPR is clustered, regularly interspaced, short palindromic repeats. Does that clarify? Okay, good. Okay, let's move on. Next story. All right. So, do you guys remember when it was what? It was a Jihan. Hold on. Okay. It was a Chinese scientist in 2018. No, He Jiangku had said he was able to create twins from embryos, able to create genetic twins, genetically identical twins, using CRISPR technology. Then, in 2020. New York Times had reported that China was collecting a big database of DNA from men and boys such that they could use it for, I guess, to be able to, if somebody did commit a crime, be able to take the genetic DNA and find it like a fingerprint. And when people kind of started to put these two stories together, they're like, wait a second, we're going to have a database of genetic material. We have a technology, the CRISPR technology, that can technically allow gene editing. What is going on? So with CRISPR technology, and let me try to make it as kind of palatable as possible, because it's kind of pretty, pretty fancy science, is basically what had happened is back in the 80s, they had been looking at DNA in a bacteria, E. coli. And they found the DNA sequences for the E. coli. That's our genetic makeup, right? What kind of programs us. And they found these little repeating sequences. And it wasn't like the bacteria DNA. It was different repeating sequences. And they found them like interspaced with little spacers in them. And they were like, well, what the hell are these? And over the years, they came to realize that when a bacteria met a virus and interacted with that virus, it incorporated some new DNA such that if they ever saw that virus again, that DNA could replicate some RNA that could design, I guess, a fighting mechanism to fight that virus. So basically, it was more of an immunity. It was a form of immunity. It was for protection. Then they later came out to realize that there's this Cas protein enzyme. that will cleave DNA in a certain area of its wish and be able to cut the DNA if that piece isn't to be there. But then with more research, they found that it's very specific in how that CRISPR-Cas9 complex decides where to cut. It's not just going to randomly cut somebody's DNA, because then they'll just fall apart and they won't have a genetic program. There's a design. There's a reason for them. They know where to go. There's like a tag. It'll know where to go. It'll know precisely where to cut. Now, there might be some innocent bystanders. There might be some of the nearby DNA kind of changing because of the cut. Maybe some, you know, kind of like when you cut a thread, you have a little bit of a, you have like a little bit of a frayed. But it could be harnessed, and it could be used to cut out a bad gene and then hopefully put in a good gene, like for sickle cell. In fact, I believe it was 2012 or 2014, they studied this in mice, and they found out that they were able to, with muscular dystrophy and this rare liver disease, they were able to extract out bad genes, those genes causing that in mice. In humans, they started to look at HIV and how to help patients with HIV. So in the medical community, like, they looked at this CRISPR technology going, oh my God, this is amazing. If we can program and have this complex cleave off where the mutation is, we could remove that mutation, and then we could because usually when you cut the pieces, either the two pieces will then, either the DNA will just join the two pieces, or it'll fill it in with whatever. If a scientist wants to put something in that gap, we have the technology for them to do it. So now there's all these ethical questions. Go, well, wait a second. Okay, yeah, I see how this could help in the medical realm, but then somebody could get their hands on this, manipulate a gene for blue eyes, blonde hair, tall, skinny, pretty, and start messing around. Now, currently, there's about 40 states that make embryo manipulation with this technology illegal. But now we're kind of being told that in China, they might be kind of using this technology because now they have DNA and they could compare it among men. They have this technology where they might be able to insert genes and take out things that have to do with strength or height, etc. With bioweapons, we noticed that coronavirus disproportionately affects African Americans. Well, if African Americans, let's say, have issues with nitric oxide, which can kind of help, you know, their prognosis, then, you know, could a virus be manipulated to attack people that don't have that extra ability? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I've been getting many of your calls and your questions and your comments, and we love that you are writing us. Would also love to be able to play your question on air. And I get that many of you want to kind of stay anonymous. This one who is asking to please keep them anonymous wants me to comment on, did China release this virus to kill off old people within their country? So we were just talking about the CRISPR technology, and Gordon Chang, as reported on Fox News, had brought up the theory that China is working on viruses that can affect certain ethnic groups or certain people with certain DNA. And again, I mean, I can't investigate it. I'd love to go down there and investigate it. I was thinking about that weekend. Guys, I'd love to go to China and, you know, start snooping around the labs and all that. No. I mean, it's not going to happen. They're not going to let me. But you're not the first person that's brought that up. You know, when we, you know, hear of a country that has, you know, been concerned with population control and taken population control measures, was this being designed to affect certain groups. And, I agree we don't want to let our guard down. I also don't want to, perpetuate, conspiracy theories. But our DNA, is our DNA. And many of us have different vulnerabilities. Some of us have different strengths. And we are different based on race, based on bloodline, based on, we find that, certain racial groups have, certain, shall we say, defense techniques versus others, that might be built in a little better to their DNA. So I do believe that, a scientific entity, might already have some sort of data on, where some groups might lack and some might not. The idea of building a weapon against a certain, age group or against a certain ethnicity or trying to make a super soldier, to me would mean that they would want to, create a database not just from their own demographic, but also others. So if they want to find something within an African American or a Caucasian or a Polynesian or, to incorporate into, their DNA, they would need to have a database of more people. Now, that's not to say, though, they might just work with what they have. So acquiring DNA, people have been acquiring DNA now for a while. I mean, my DNA is at Ancestry. I think it's at Ancestry.com. People think it's cool to have their DNA tested and looked at. There's a lot of medical tests looking at your DNA and seeing if you have certain genes. And so, in the old days, we did fingerprints. Now it's going to be DNA. And so I don't think we're going to be able to get away from it. And, when I'm asked, what do you do about the ethics of knowing how to do something in science and then telling people to not do it? How do you tell somebody to not build a weapon when they have the science to know how to build it? How do you tell somebody to not do the technology when they have the technology? Well, because there could be an entity that gets a hold of it and, does something egregious with it. And unfortunately, whether you try to make laws or rules or whatever, somebody is still going to build, nuclear arms or whatever, whether they're told to or not. And, a scientist is going to get a hold of whatever they can, and an entity might want to use it for no good. So going back to, was this released in China on purpose? I don't know. I wish I could answer, and I haven't really formulated an opinion on that. I do have an opinion that I don't think it was because somebody ate a bat. All right? I just don't see how somebody eating something could, cause it to turn respiratory that quickly. I've never seen something work that quickly. So I am of the belief that the timeline is not what we were originally pitched, and that this, was, if there was evidence of it being in a lab, this was something that was being tested for some reason. Don't know what that reason is, and conjecture can, make our minds run rampant. But, I wouldn't be surprised if the next wave of population controls or attacks like bioweapons or army enhancements will utilize science and biology and, DNA manipulated pathogens or entities. I wouldn't be surprised. We have the technology. It's been around. Like I said, this CRISPR technology. CRISPR was discovered back in 87. So we've known about it for a while. And just because in the media they tell us, oh, well, look at what we've done in the last couple of years. What has been being done that the media hasn't covered? If I do a study with medical students, all right, nobody really knows about it until I ask to get it published. And I submit it for it to be published, and hopefully it gets published, and then everybody gets to know about it. But if you're working on the study and you're, you know, nobody really knows about it. So there's science being happening. And just because the study wasn't done doesn't mean it's not occurring. It might mean they really didn't want to publish that study. Now, maybe they have internal documents. Maybe they have internal memos. They need to tell the government what they're doing. So, I wouldn't let our guard down. Do I believe that they wanted a virus out there that would eliminate older individuals? I mean, I would like to see proof before we start to think that. If that was the case, that's scary and that's sad. I think many people who are older fear that their country is going to turn their backs on them. Many people are concerned about the Medicare for All. Medicare has been chipped away and chipped away, where there's not a lot of, you know, benefits. You know, some benefits might look like they're being added. You know, Trump just added that we need to have better benefits for insulin, you know, but, you know, if the money starts to run out and everybody gets Medicare or whatever, you know, older individuals feel like, you know, they're going to be kind of pushed out. So, I don't blame people for being wary, you know. Also in the news, I want to tell you, in Michigan, I don't know if you guys heard about this, the Secretary of State says armed protesters gathered outside her home claiming voter fraud. And I know we're switching gears, but I'll arc this in a second here. So Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson said dozens of armed protesters gathered outside her Detroit home, chanting and shouting obscenities about overturning the results of the 2020 election. She said her 4-year-old son was about to start watching How a Grinch Stole Christmas on Saturday night when a group of protesters began chanting into bullhorns in front of her house. She states that protesters made, quote, unambiguous and threatening demands to overturn the election results, which the state certified in late November. Now, she oversees elections in the state. She called the latest protest, quote, an extension of the noise and clouded efforts to spread false information about the security and accuracy of our elections. She said the individuals gathered outside my home targeted me as Michigan's chief election officer, but their threats were actually aimed at the 5.5 million Michigan citizens who voted in this fall's election seeking to overturn their will. They will not succeed in doing so. Now, they claimed that Joe Biden had won Michigan by over 154,000 votes and that there was no evidence of fraud in the election. And currently in Michigan, they're right now investigating at least 22 of the Dominion voting machines. But when I had opened the show earlier today and I talked about how we're, you know, a democracy has been predicted to fall every couple hundred years, even though we've outlived that, you know, very well. It's when people who feel like they're in bondage want to get some faith, want to get some courage, and then want to fight for liberty. So when you start to see people arm and take to the streets like they're doing, we are really, I hope people aren't having their head in their sand. We are really seeing the start of a revolution, whether we want it or not. People are ticked. People don't trust things. And, you know, I bring up when we think, well, you know, a company like, or a country like China would never make a super soldier, or would they would never, you know, hurt their own population or whatever. That's only something you see in a movie. Well, just like revolutions. Now, that's only something you see, in hundreds of years ago. Not entirely. We might be starting to witness things that we thought we would never see. Keep your eyes open. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of people in California are under lockdown orders due to a surge in coronavirus cases. The order was issued after intensive care units in the region dipped below 15% capacity. The order affects major cities such as Los Angeles and San Diego. Restaurants also forced to go back to takeout only, and restaurant owner Angela Marsden tells CBS News,
"If I'm not open by February, I will no longer be here. My restaurant cannot open for to-go."
New England is digging out Monday from a massive nor'easter that left hundreds of thousands of customers without power. Up to a foot of snow was dumped on parts of Maine, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire, and wind gusts of more than 70 miles an hour were recorded on Cape Cod. Showers are expected through the region today, making driving conditions dangerous. This is USA Radio News. Today is Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day.
Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day is observed annually on December 7th to remember and honor the 2,403 U.S. citizens who were killed in the Japanese surprise attack on Pearl Harbor in Hawaii on December 7th, 1941, which led to the U.S. declaring war on Japan the next day and thus entering World War II. It was in 1994 that Congress designated December 7th of each year as a day of remembrance. On Pearl Harbor Day, the American flag should be flown at half-staff until sunset to honor those who died as a result of the attack on U.S. military forces in Hawaii. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
President Trump presented the Presidential Medal of Freedom Award, the nation's highest civilian honor, on Monday to Dan Gable. The White House announcement describing Gable as one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. Gable won a gold medal in the 1972 Olympics in Munich, Germany. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're taking your calls, we're taking your questions. I know there's a lot of people that are... I know there's a lot of people that are very upset. They're very, very scared. And one of you had brought something up to me this weekend, and you were in tears, and it was not a very easy conversation to have. And you were losing your business. And again, I'm not going to bring up any names. I would love to have many of you, you know, speak out and talk about what you've been going through. But you were accused by somebody of indirectly of not wearing a mask, and you've lost your business and you wore the mask the whole time. And this person was in kind of a crowd saying, look, we're here, you know, because people weren't wearing masks, and the economy is like this because people don't listen and people don't follow the rules. And you followed the rules, and what did you get when you followed the rules? You you lost your business. So we have a disparity of everybody's priorities when it comes to COVID. All right. And I see online, I hear people talk, I hear doctors talk, I hear business owners talk, and people are like, you know, gosh, people need to just wear the masks and we could get through this. Or people need to just, you know, follow the rules. They need to follow the rules. They need to follow the rules. And one of my friends who doesn't live in Nevada anymore had reached out, you know, and it kind of brought up the same thing. I love him to death. But he's like, you know, so I guess Nevadans, you know, they haven't been following the rules. Now, I live in Nevada. Now, I'm proud of our state. And I look around, and when I'm out and about in Nevada, I'm seeing people wear masks. I'm seeing people social distance. I love Nevadans. And I'm going to support our Nevadans. I think Nevadans have been doing a damn good job. I'm seeing businesses go down to 25%. I'm seeing people follow what the governor's guidelines are. With the exception of the Trump rallies and BLM protests, I see practically everybody in masks. I see the roads are, Vegas has bad traffic. The roads during rush hour are empty. And Nevada has been a hot spot. We've been having high numbers of cases. We've been having increases in deaths. And people keep getting hit with, well, you guys aren't following the rules. Now, when somebody is following the rules and they're wearing the mask and they're cutting down their business by 75% and they're taking losses and they're panicked about where they're going to live and how they're going to feed their kids, when you tell them they're not following the rules and they have been, not the easiest thing to take, okay? You know, we spoke about this last week. I am dying to know if those people who are in the hospital were the ones who, quote-unquote, didn't follow the rules. Now, we've been told that many people in the hospital were not at BLM protests and were not at Trump rallies. Now, I don't know who's doing that study, who's, you know, interviewing. Were you at a Trump rally? Were you at a BLM protest? Is that why you're in the hospital? I don't even know if anybody would give us that data. But we were told kind of early on when the protests happened, those weren't the people getting sick. So if who's getting ill are the ones following the rules, you're going to have a tougher time making more rules. Now, in terms of priorities, so I've been asked by other doctors, you know, how do you get people to, you know, support the lockdown? How do you get people to be more on board with the rules? How do you get people? And, you know, I not only get the medical side, but I also get the business owner side. And when you have somebody who has, like I said, built, I don't know if you guys have ever run a restaurant. I've never run a restaurant. I've worked in restaurants a lot. Takes years to get that restaurant to where it is, where, you know, people know that's the restaurant to go to. You have the chefs, you have the staff, you have the team, you have the marketing, you have the word of mouth, you have the eating habits, you have the societal embrace of we're going to go out on a Friday or Saturday night. And when all that goes in a split second, you're not going to build it back up as soon as we reopen. The vaccines aren't going to go out there and everybody's going to be able to, by February, go back to work like nothing happened. Now, there's already been too much hype. There's already too much fear. People are still freaked out about going to the hospital. Not going to happen. So when you see somebody who busted their butts making, and their career was their restaurant, or their career was their bakery, or their career was their retail store, and they now are losing everything to Amazon, they're losing everything, they're probably not going to be like, yeah, I'm for business closure, or I'm for more lockdowns. Right now, what are they thinking about? They're thinking about feeding their kids. They're thinking about what their next career path is going to do. People have lost careers. And I don't think the people who are still making money working at home understand that. People are losing their lives, and I don't think people understand that either. But if you want everybody on board and you want herd immunity, or you want a society to agree across the board on how we should approach a fight for COVID, you might want to make sure they're fed first. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I've always put things before. I'll put, you know, my faith first. I'll put my kids first. I'll put neighbors first and all that. But if it really came to it, if I couldn't feed my kids, that's going to come first. I got to feed my kids. I got to make sure there's a roof over their heads. That is going to probably supersede a let's go to a rally about masks for or against. So I keep getting asked this. Well, how do you get everybody on board? How do you get everybody to follow the rules? Follow the rules, okay? I think everybody needs to kind of stop looking at the headlines and really do some investigative work. Did that restaurant that went under, did they go under because they didn't follow the rules? The casualties in the hospitals and the casualties in the economy are those that are following the rules. So either the rules don't work, right, or there's not a lot of sense to them, or the rules work and you have tons of other people not following the rules who aren't getting spanked. All right? Business owners are getting spanked. People getting COVID are getting spanked. And then we're just re-spanking them saying, well, you didn't wear a mask. You know, you guys have to be very, very careful about what you're saying. I'm hearing, there's this one doctor on Facebook right now saying people need to be punished, and he always brings up punishment. And whoever brings up punishment doesn't realize that they're going to get punished too. If you are of the, let's say, mantra out there, that if somebody doesn't wear a mask, they need to get punished, then what happens if somebody extrapolates that going to, all right, whoever got COVID must not have worn a mask and needs to be punished. And now you're in the hospital, you wore the mask, you followed the rules, and now you put that rule in place, you're now going to get punished. People need to be very, very careful about bringing out punishments because it'll always happen to you. It will. I see this behavior. It was behavior we saw during Nazi Germany. It was behavior we've seen in previous civilizations. And I'm not a history buff. I love history. But, you know, you can only keep beating somebody who did exactly what they were told so much before they rebel. So before somebody says Nevadans aren't following the rules, stop and look around and see what's happening. Now, okay, yes, I haven't been to any raves or parties, so maybe there are parties going out, but when I'm seeing, you know, when I go to the studio or when I go and see patients, I'm seeing people follow the rules. So back off blaming Nevada, right? You know, back off bringing up punishments and things like that. We need to really start to kind of investigate what we're accusing people of. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating.
That's drdaliah.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a couple studies that came out. One came out where a smile or a grin of Barrett will kind of help with the vaccination pain. There was a study, I believe it was out of UC Irvine. I need to double check who gets credit for this one. Where they studied 231 people who got the vaccine. They used the same type of needle we would use for a flu shot or for a COVID vaccine or whatever. They used a 25-gauge needle with some saline. And they had people put chopsticks in their mouth so they can judge if they're doing a smile or if they're doing a grimace or if they're just neutral. And those who smiled or grimaced had a 40% drop in pain of their from their shots. Now, see, I always make jokes. When I go in to get my flu vaccine or my vaccine, I'll make jokes and I'll whatever. So I'm like giggling and whatever. And for me, I just think it, let me see, was this UC Irvine? It was UC Irvine. Good. So, you know, for me, it just helps me get through any anxiety I would have about getting a shot or pain or whatever. When I donate blood, I'm always just sitting there making jokes. And I don't want to distract the person, but I'll smile. I don't smile. I always get serious. Smile or grimace. They said if you grin and bear it, if you grimace and bear it, it cuts the pain. So it was only 231 people. It was a small study, but I wrote about it. It's on my website. It's on my Facebook and Twitter. Pretty damn cool. But basically, you need your zygomatic major muscles kind of raising the cheeks and the creases of the mouth to make a Duchenne smile, they call it. And then the orbicularis oculi muscles to kind of help cause like a little bit of the creases in your face. And that makes the smile. Apparently that might release neuropeptides, neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine, release endorphins to help with some of the pain. So when you do get your vaccine, you know, grin and bear it seems to work. All right, next. Long COVID. We've been talking about COVID symptoms and how COVID symptoms could persist. And back in the spring and summer, people were calling in with erectile dysfunction. And they were younger dudes. And they were like, what's going on here? You know? And I'm like, well, were you sick recently? And because I was trying to see if there was a relationship between COVID and that. And I just didn't have that much of a patient population to that were calling in for erectile dysfunction issues for this to be able to kind of, you know, sound the alarm. But apparently there was a study, I believe, in July that noticed that lower testosterone not only is a risk factor for severe COVID, but people in the ICU's testosterone dropped from pre-COVID to post-COVID states. Or from post-COVID to pre, yeah, from pre to post, that it dropped. Now, realize, we haven't been really studying, doing a lot of these more kind of lateral fringe studies on what happens to people's, you know, cortisol or what happens to people's testosterone. I think we're doing it now, but in the beginning, we didn't. We were overwhelmed. We were just trying to figure out what we were supposed to do with people with COVID. But for those that did get started on that, like in July, they noticed testosterone drop. And in fact, they found that those with severe COVID had lower levels of testosterone such that they thought maybe doctors need to consider, medical providers might need to consider doing testosterone supplementation for those people with severe COVID. Now, I don't know what is really being done now. I haven't really been seeing testosterone added to the protocol, but it is kind of concerning that, you know, that and it makes some sense. So why erectile dysfunction? I mean, you already got hit with COVID. That you've already either lost your job or lost pay. Do you really need to have issues in the bedroom? Well, if COVID does cause long-lasting effects, and if it does affect, shall we say, blood vessels, we've seen COVID toes where it might cause a vasculitis, inflammation of the blood vessels, where we see this in kids. If it does cause inflammation of the heart, if blood vessels don't have their integrity or their ability to flow, yeah, erectile dysfunction could be a part of it. But not only that, it could also be a part of the stress of everything. You know, one of the dentists that listens to the show had asked about, you know, why dentists are bringing up tooth loss from COVID as opposed to lack of oral hygiene. Well, there's been dentists saying beyond the lack of people, you know, doing their routine visits, dentists have been saying that even early on in the pandemic, they saw people get cracked teeth, jaw pain. Now, again, it really is COVID enough to cause a tooth to just fall out? If it inflames the blood vessels, yeah, I guess it could, because we need good gums, we need good vascularization. So with, when it comes to that, it is logical. So now, that being said, I've said this time and time again, whenever anybody has vascular issues down there, then we always got to check the heart. Anybody with erectile dysfunction needs their heart checked. as well as their testosterone level checked. So I apologize, my nose is still running. So, you know, don't just blame COVID for your erectile dysfunction or your wife, you know, for not combing her hair, you know, and shaving her legs and fixing her upper lips and, you know, doing what she's supposed to, which I tell my husband every day. All right, got to make sure we check the heart. All right, don't just blame partner on erectile dysfunction issues. Next, PPIs. So these proton pump inhibitors are, they were a godsend for people with heartburn. I luckily don't really suffer from heartburn as much as I see a lot of people do. So maybe I've taken them rarely. I had a sore throat once and my ENT told me to take a PPI because it said when I was sleeping, the acid might be coming up. And he was right. Within a day or two of taking the PPI, I noticed that my throat got better. So I think a lot of us have reflux that might not be diagnosed. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not the skinniest. But you have a lot of people that are skinny or whatever that have chronic indigestion, chronic heartburn. So they go to the Prilosec. They go to the Nexium. They go to the Protonix. They go to the Dexalent. They go to the, did I already say Nexium? So these proton pump inhibitors decrease acid such that when you do have a sphincter laxity of your lower esophageal sphincter, that kind of connects the gut to the stomach, and acid comes up, it's hopefully of a higher pH because the lower pH, the more acidic. The higher pH, the less acidic. And the reason why these PPIs have been a go-to and have been prescribed ubiquitously by most physicians is because if the acid is in a place that it shouldn't be, it could change the tissue to something like Barrett's esophagus, and then later that could become cancerous. Now, Barrett's esophagus is rare, but somebody with esophageal cancer many times had years and years of heartburn. I don't like the PPIs. The proton pump inhibitors, because I don't like people self-treating. I had a patient call me on telemedicine. He's been on it for a year and a half. And I'm like, has anybody checked you? I mean, I know you're feeling heartburn, but somebody should be checking the heart. Somebody should be making sure you don't have an ulcer. Somebody should be making sure you already aren't having changes with the esophagus. Make sure you aren't having cancer. You could have stomach cancer. You could have esophageal cancer. You need to get that checked. And the person got all mad and, you know, but so I'm not a fan of people just taking the medicine over and over again, which is why if you notice on the box, they say, look, if you've been on it for 2 weeks, you really better see a medical professional. So I agree with that. Well, now there's a study saying that those who are on chronic proton pump inhibitors seem to be more inclined to having gut issues such as irritable bowel. Such that if you're lowering the acid content of the stomach, that could have effects down the line. Now, you know, if your choice is esophageal cancer, you know, or some irritable bowel, most people will probably choose the irritable bowel. But if esophageal cancer is still a very, very low risk, maybe we need to start looking at other ways to decrease our reflux. One is eating small meals. A lot of us, we're hungry, we'll just dig in, or we'll go to a buffet. Not that we see buffets anymore. Another is elevating the bed about 45 degrees, so maybe we could kind of get gravity to work. Don't drink a lot of water before you go to bed. Avoid alcohol, avoid smoking, and then try to avoid stress. Don't go away, we'll be right back on 877.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.